Maranatha. So, I'm assuming my stalkers did this to me, but I don't know. I have another hunch too, but I don't want to talk about it on a podcast because I really don't trust anyone at the moment, especially the state of California, when all I've been trying to do is prove how corrupt they are. And, I'm really done, Todd Spitzer. Why are you taking so long to contact me? How much did they pay you? That's what I want to know. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. I know in this little New World Order, once you guys get all that shit together and the Antichrist comes into the picture, because that's what you guys are waiting for. Chop off our heads, chop off my arms, whatever, because I'm not taking the mark of the beast. You're censoring Jesus and God so much, I wasn't even allowed to say it in court. That's why I told my lawyer. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. I know all this shit happened for a reason. I might have lost all my pictures, so I only have memories in my head now. So, yeah, just a word to the warning, all you guys that are following any of my Instagram pages, lost them all in a matter of like 5 minutes, which is just mind-boggling. Because they say they don't have time to go after drug dealers and people sending you messages with, like, a fucking loading a gun. Like, what the fuck? They don't have time for that. But they have time to go after a stay-at-home mom that was a teacher fighting corruption since 2014. Whose husband married another woman while we were still married, and I tried to go to the police because I only didn't want the new wife to go through what I went through for all those years, realizing that everything was a lie. I lied to you because I love you. No one ever lies to you because they love you. They lie to you because they don't love you. They don't even love themselves. So I've already contacted a couple of attorneys. I'm gonna go searching. I'm looking to sue the state of California for everything that they've done to me from moment number one. The first thing that happened to me, the bigamy. Why doesn't the state of California do anything to protect women who are lied to, who are abused, who are beaten? Why are they taking my abuser's side when they have no proof? I have all the proof that everything happened to me. They never called the police. I never got drunk and hit them. I never did any of that. It's like this whole Tom and Ariana thing. That was the best thing that ever happened to that fool. That fool didn't even know how to dress before me. Most of the clothes he still has is the one that I bought, or probably the one that he bought with the $20,000 he stole from my dad that I didn't get back. So, I don't care if I have to sell everything. I need to see justice be served, or God needs to come, and we all need to feel the wrath of God, and we need to be afraid, because as soon as those stars start falling, everybody better get on their fucking knees, because God is gonna burn this world down. And you know what? I'm not afraid of it. I welcome it. I can't wait till God destroys everything of sin and everything in this world. I just can't stand it anymore. I never wanted anything. I didn't want cars. I didn't want houses. All I wanted to do when I grew up and got older was to be like a campground house, a campground, and be with the person that I love and my animals. I've always been a very simple person. It's society. It's churches and everything that's fucked me up, because all the churches that I went to say, you can't live with your boyfriend in sin. You have to get married in a courthouse or else you're gonna go to hell. But that was before I knew the courthouses were run by devils and demons. Because that's all I saw. No one showed me any different. And he said, you're either with me or against me. And I'm with God. I admit what I do wrong. I know I'm a fucked up person. I know I sinned. I ask for forgiveness every day, almost every hour. I have such a guilty conscience. That's why when I was married before, I would always admit when I cheated. I wouldn't even get caught first. I would admit it first. Sometimes maybe a text, but those were just like sexting. Like, I don't even count that. But imagine like finding your husband's phone. I miss you already. Clearly having an affair at work. I don't know. It was just, I stayed in the marriage so our kids would have a happy childhood, and they did. For all purposes, I was the best actress. I deserve a Golden Globe. They think they were planned children. Everything looked so good because I didn't get them involved with any of the fighting. I didn't put them in the middle of anything like I was when I was younger. I was used as a pawn. I still was used as a pawn up until my dad passed away. But now I have all the power. And my dad's not saying, you better not do that because you can be harassing somebody. I don't know how you can be harassing your own fucking lawyer. Telling him all the corruption that's going on, but whatever. My dad, sorry to say, was a coward when it came to confronting other men. He couldn't even confront my rapist. I don't even think statute of limitations is over. Because it hasn't been that long. I'm not that old. The scary part is this person is 7 years older than me. And they have daughters now that are the age that they had sex with me. So it's like, gross. No wonder you had all boys with your wife. Fucking sick fuck. I never got to tell my boyfriend, my first boyfriend, Beaver, that my marriage wasn't what it seemed like. It wasn't perfect. That's why he took his life. He thought he had missed on the greatest thing that had ever happened to him. Me. He thought I was the greatest thing that ever happened to him. He sat there. You know what? I think he was right. Because when I'm in a relationship, I always put that person in front of me. That's just me. My happiness is from seeing that person happy. But when I viewed something on the internet today, and that's what really got me thinking about how toxic the internet is, that I rely on other people's smiles and stuff to make me happy. And happiness has to come from within me. So when I look at a mirror and I'm looking at myself and I'm not smiling, and no one's smiling back, who's going to smile first? We're at a staring contest. So go look at yourself in the mirror right now. What's your excuse for not being happy? Because the only excuse is that you're in the way. You are in the way. You're stopping yourself. Are you lying to yourself about something? Because I really think you are, you little sneaky liar, you. What are you hiding? Because the only people that are scared are liars. Like I was telling my friends about now, but the only thing the government has on me are my fucking nipples. Pew, 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 pew. I'm going to shoot everybody with milk. Get the fuck out of here. So one, everybody needs to delete their Instagram profiles. That's how they're fucking spying on us all. And through our phones. And Jesus is coming. I just literally just texted my friend. I was like, well, I lost my Instagram profile. So I'm just glad at least, you know, most of the people have phone numbers for that actually matter. I'm like, oh, I guess we're terrorists now. Thanks, America. You've really fucked up. Divide and conquer. Just fucking just do it already. It's like we already know everything. We're being lied to about everything. And it's funny how this happens when supposedly like pictures leak from Elon Musk's satellite. No, I just don't think anything is a coincidence anymore. Nothing is. Remember when the future comes, you won't even be able to exchange wedding vows. So are you telling me that no one will ever be able to be saved again because they can't get married? Nope. They want you to be afraid of churches. They want you to be afraid of things of this world. Things that are temporary. And on newsflash, everything in this world is temporary. Because of, we suffer because of sin. That's why. And if you don't repent and do what the Bible says, there's going to be a time when you want to die and you can't. At least right now, I want to die, but I want to only die because I want to be with Jesus. There's no other reason, so I would never jeopardize or risk having my chance to be with Jesus by taking my own life. Did you hear me, Fullerton Police Department, Brea Police Department, Orange County Sheriffs? I would never take my own life. You guys stole my freedom of speech.